With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
ESPN.com continues to ramp up its NFL draft coverage, less than a week away now. Jordan Reed and Matt Miller did a little exercise where they talked about a pick that fills a team's biggest need and then a pick that delivers the best value. And so they start at the top with Chicago Bears and both guys in this exercise. Hey, that's Brandon from Fort Campbell.
That's right.
Calls in all
Welcome
the time.
Welcome aboard.
He's in town to go
hat.
See the Cubs play. All right.
Beautiful.
Brandon's the man.
Stay warm out there, Brandon.
You're the man, Brandon.
A little bit chilly today, man.
He's got AC/DC on. He's got his Cubs hat. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's ready to rock and roll.
Brandon calls all the time.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome aboard.
Down at Fort Campbell. Have fun at the games this weekend.
The chilly, windy city.
Doubleheader
it
tomorrow.
It is chilly.
Doubleheader tomorrow.
Twin bill tomorrow?
Yeah, because last night got postponed.
I got you.
So 120 today, doubleheader tomorrow. Well, they're underway today. Gosh, 2 o'clock already. All right, York. So here. So Reed and Miller. So Reed had to pick, make a selection that fills the team's biggest need. Miller went with best value. This is not a surprise, right? It's no secret to anybody. It's Caleb Williams that checks both boxes.
Right.
After dealing Justin Fields to Pittsburgh, the Bears don't have a starting quarterback, and their 44.5 QBR over the past 5 seasons is good for 27th in the National Football League. Williams can be the new face of the franchise. That's what Jordan Reed wrote. And then Miller writes, the Bears can match need with value here. Williams has been the wire-to-wire best player in the 2024 draft. And he should go first overall. All right, now to 9. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here's Jordan Reed on the pick that fills a big need. Jared Verse, edge rusher out of Florida State. Montez Sweat was a great add for the Bears at the deadline. He needs a running mate off the edge. The Bears' 30 sacks were second worst in the NFL in 2023. Verse is a high-floor prospect who fits well with Coach Eberflus's scheme, and he finished last season with 9 sacks. For Miller's part of this exercise, the best value, he goes with Olufoshanu from Penn State. Offensive tackle is not a huge hole in Chicago with Jones and Wright entrenched as starters, but Fashanu is my number 11 overall player and a great value here at 9. I love his potential, and you can never have too many offensive linemen. So nary a receiver there. But they also did an exercise that was a little different. It's not like a mock draft. It's like, who are the players as they see them coming off the board that could develop, that could deliver the biggest value and address the biggest need for the Bears? I still think
I'm waiting for my first uh-oh moment of the draft where, you know, everybody's, the experts got everything, they mocked everything, and then it's all of a sudden, uh-oh. Well, then Mel gets on there and goes, well, they didn't have to do that here. They could have gotten them later.
You mean like the first reach?
Yeah, your first uh-oh moment, yeah. And you can't really draft down unless you have a trade partner. You really can't draft down if there's no trade partner. If you got an eye on a guy that's not rated in the top 5, and there you go, you want him at the top 5, and you can't find anybody to move down with, then guess what?
Your stuff.
If you believe he's the guy, you got to take him. I love them moments. Uh-oh.
What do you hope happens most? That one of those two receivers is there at 9 and they just stay there and grab one of them?
I've been as consistent can be. Okay, you take your quarterback with the first pick, it's going to be Caleb Williams. And if Malik Nabers or Romeo Odunze are there, you take them. If they're not there, the receivers aren't there, I'm backing out.
You have been pretty consistent with
that. That's it. I'm backing out.
But like you said, you have to find a trade partner.
Right.
You think you'll find somebody?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm backing out. Somebody might want to tackle. Somebody. There's going to be a run on tackles at some point.
Yeah, it seems like it.
You know, I think Denver, I saw something today with Denver backing out. It makes sense. If they think one of their quarterbacks is a quarterback that's the 5th or 6th quarterback, I have a feeling you can back out. I don't think anybody needs a quarterback after that. You can get out to the end of the 1st round or into the 2nd round.
I think they're saying,
for somebody who wants to tackle, for somebody at 25 who wants to move up to number 12 to get one of those tackles,
mm-hmm,
that they won't get at 25, that's a position, that's a way for them to move down and maybe acquire some more stuff.
I feel like we're going to set an all-time record for offensive players drafted in the first round. And I can't remember. I read what it was at some point in the last couple of weeks, and the number's escaping me.
Right. Well, there's no crystal clear top defensive player. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's no Will Anderson in this draft. So what's going to happen is there's going to be a handful of guys that go, and then somebody's going to get in an ideal situation with a little bit of coaching and play a handful of tackles that might not be the best in the world, and they're going to rack up some numbers, and it's going to look like that guy's going to be the number one guy. I don't think there's a crystal clear number one, though. You know, no clear-cut Will Anderson. No clear-cut guy that's going to be the best of all those guys. That's why I don't think anybody's going crazy for any defensive players here.
I'm trying to find where I read that story that had, like, what the record was. You're going to have probably four quarterbacks, right? You're going to have, what, five O-linemen? Like you said, that run on the O-linemen is going to happen.
Five offensive linemen.
You're
going to
have five offensive linemen. You might have five wide receivers.
Okay, five wide receivers.
We're already at 14, right?
Right.
You're going to have Brock Bowers is going to go in the
tight
first
end.
Round.
He'll go in the first round.
I wish I could remember what their record was. I think it was like 14.
There's no running backs going right in the first round.
Think
the kid
so.
From Michigan, nobody's going in the first round.
No, not from what I've seen.
Yeah, there's no running backs that are really going into the first round. So you went tight end, you went offensive lineman, no running backs, wide receivers. I mean, could there be 18 or 19?
I mean, there could be. You just look at the way, like, Mel's here. I've got Mel's latest mock.
All right, okay? Go ahead. I'll add them up.
Bears, Caleb.
Yeah.
One, okay. Jaden Daniels.
Go.
Drake May.
Yep.
Marvin Harrison.
Yes.
Malik Nabers.
There you go.
Roma Dunze.
Uh-huh.
They're all offensive. Joe Alt.
Uh-huh.
Now a defensive player, Dallas Turner.
Dallas Turner.
Jared Verse to the Bears.
Okay, so that's still a defensive player, Carm.
It is. Bowers.
Yes.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
Bo Nix.
Yes.
J.C. Latham.
Uh-huh. Tackle.
Olufoshanu.
Tackle.
Quinyon Mitchell's a corner.
Cornerback.
So he's out.
Yeah.
Troy Fitanu.
Okay.
Offensive lineman.
Tackle.
Terron Arnold, he's out. He's a lineman.
Okay.
He's a corner, excuse me.
Corner.
Talis Fuga, the tackle from Oregon State.
Oh.
Byron Murphy.
Byron Murphy is the defensive tackle out of where?
Texas.
Texas, go.
Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver.
There you
LSU.
Go. Okay.
Graham Barton, the center from Duke.
There it is right here. You see it.
So is that 16?
16, go.
Okay. Nate Wiggins is a corner. Cooper DeJean's a corner. Tyler Guyton, tackle from Oklahoma. Latu's a linebacker. Xavier
UCLA.
Worthy.
Receiver.
Receiver. Then he's got Chop. Then
Robinson.
TJ Tampa. I love that name, TJ Tampa.
TJ Tampa.
He's a cornerback.
I think TJ Tallahassee would have been better, but go ahead.
Xavier Leggett to the Lions, wide receiver.
Okay.
Georgia offensive lineman, Amarius Mims.
Okay.
Roger Rosengarten, tackle out of Washington to the 49ers.
Yep.
And Adney, I think that's how you say his name, Adney Mitchell, the wide receiver from Texas.
So that's 22 players.
And offensive.
22 and 10.
So you
22
leave 10, and 10. Leaves 10 non-offensive.
And corners, players. And the kid, you didn't mention the kid from Illinois.
No, I don't
think
he's a first rounder.
First
I think
round.
Johnny Newton's right. Going to maybe fall out of the first round.
All right.
And most of the mocks I've seen, I think he's fallen out of the first round. Isn't that
22.
Something?
With a lot of those being tackles.
They,
I think you had about
lot.
Eight offensive tackles in that group.
So you're right. You got to run on tackles.
8-7 is what I counted. 5, 8, 7, 5.
That's a lot.
Oh,
Clayton is in Peoria. What's up, Clayton?
How's it going?
Good.
Speaking of the NL Central and the Cubs, Tyo, 9 up, 9 down, 34 pitches, just
oh,
saying.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, no, I wanted to speak on the Bears fans and a lot of people, and I've been guilty of this too, that I just think the fault of the Bears not preparing the quarterback and just having to have the best situation. I think right now we got a really good situation on offense. And I think that oh, sorry, I have an alarm going off. I think they should look at the trenches on defense. Whether it be, I think you could trade back and get the first three techs in this draft. I know they like Dexter, but if you think about it, one of those guys that you read the report on said you can never have enough offensive linemen. Well, only if all five stay healthy, which I know they won't. I know you need depth, but we're not drafting in the first round for depth. I think that you can draft in the first round for rotational, not rotational, but, you know, possibility of a three tech and Byron Murphy get the first three tech in this draft, maybe acquire an asset and trading back, or yeah, trading back. And I just think that's the way to go. If in all these boards that you're reading off, 10 defensive players, I mean, this is Mel's draft board. This is all these draft boards. We don't know how they're thinking. We don't know.
Yeah, the likelihood after the first couple picks that it holds to any of the mocks is slim, right?
Yeah, and I think we're downgrading the value on Walker and being a great defensive end for the run. I'm sure he can't get back there as much as a lot of people, but you got that guy in Sweat. Yeah, of course you want him to get back there a little bit more. But if you can have a couple young rotational guys in the middle, you know, staying healthy and staying, not getting tired.
Yeah.
All we hear about is Eberflus. He needs his three tech. He needs a three tech. And they might believe in Dexter. But the one thing, you know, 7-8 guys play.
Oh, he's big on that rotation. Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
he's big on that rotation of defensive linemen. Clayton, thanks. And even if it's not just the three technique, maybe they do like Jerron Dexter. Somewhere along the way, they are going to have to add another defensive lineman.
That's where your improvement comes from. Pickens and Dexter also.
Yeah.
That's where it's got to come from. I talked to Pat the Impaler today. And we talked specifically about where the improvement needs to come from, not including draft choice, but from within, the players that you have from within.
Right.
And I think the jump from the first year to the second year defensive tackle, I go, could be monumental, especially for Dexter.
That's Pat the Impaler.
My guy. He kept me to 353 today.
What does that mean?
I mean 1153.
Oh, yeah, I kept the 1153.
All the way up
there. We're like, Pat, I got to go do the show.
I go, not for nothing, champ. I said, I got to tease at 1154. He goes, Eric's got one more question. So he asked me one more question.
I didn't, I didn't even see it until the show was starting.
He asked me to rank the ownership groups in Chicago, the
How
four ownership groups.
That's interesting. Can we do that next?
If you want, I mean, I'll tell you exactly what I did.
Well, hold on. Wait, that's a good tease.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I did when we come back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to do it right now. I'm not going to. What do you think? I went to the school of Mike Greenberg. How to tease.
It's a good tease. It's a good tease.
Tree topping. Hold on, Carm. Before we get out of here, give me a little something. Hey, join me at my draft party on Thursday, April 25th in the game room at the Chicago Athletic Association. 12 South Michigan Avenue, sponsored by Elijah Craig Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Carm calls it the Cherry Circle Room.
They've got two. That restaurant group owns Cherry Circle Room. That's like sort of off of the game room.
Yeah. Okay.
Fun place.
Not a problem.
Great, great place. Beautiful building.
I'll be at the game room.
Yeah.
Good old 6:30 to 8:30, though. I have a thing. I'm going to stay till 9.
Maybe they'll give you a little of the Elijah Craig barrel proof, too, if you behave.
The 18-year-old?
Not the 18.
Not the 18?
No.
Well, you never know, Carm.
Well, boy, that'd be a treat.
Might be have a secret bottle for the good kid.
That'd be a treat.
Wow, hello.
The barrel proof stuff is the 12-year stuff that's
12-year?
Like 125, 120.
I love small batch. That's my sipping whiskey.
It's
terrific. My sipping bourbon.
It's terrific.
Is Elijah Craig.
It's a great old fashioned whiskey.
Oh, you betcha.
You can definitely sit and sip on it.
I got you.
All right, well, I like your
Manhattan.
What you teased.
Good Manhattan.
It makes a great Manhattan, absolutely.
Great Manhattan.
Yep. I like what you teased. I mean, we're stealing it from Pat the Impaler, like you said. But
yeah,
I like it anyway. I want to hear your rankings, actually. I'm curious.
I've got you.
I haven't asked you that in a while. I want to hear your rankings.
I'll let you know.
Crosstalk coming up at 2:35.
I'll talk to you about it.
We'll do that next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Follow the show on Twitter at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Alex Caruso says he expects to play tonight. See how limited he is with a rather severe, I think it was a rolled ankle, right? Sprained ankle.
Not easy.
No Jimmy Butler tonight.
Ligaments in your ankles that get sprained like that, it's no fun.
All right, so how did you rank the ownership groups when Pat the designer asked you on the Bears podcast?
So I went with the Cubs guy first.
You went with Ricketts one?
I went with Ricketts number one. I went with... that was last. Them and them. The McClaskeys, number two.
Yeah.
I called it Hallis. Hallis. I mean, that's where the football lineage comes from. But then went with the McClaskeys because that's currently who's in charge. So I went with Ricketts, the McClaskeys, Wirtz family, even though I'd noted that the Dollar Bill Wirtz, what a butcher he was.
right.
when it came to team ownership. But that would be him. And then obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Bringing up the rear.
I acknowledge, though, he's great for his investors. His investors love him. And quite frankly, does he really care about what anybody else thinks?
No.
You know, Jerry Reinsdorf is in this world, in the business community, to make money for him and his partners. And he's done that.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, his investors and the guys that have done business with Jerry will probably tell you he's the number one owner in the city of Chicago. But for a fan, he's the worst owner. He's the worst owner, bottom line, period, in the history of Chicago.
Mm.
And only because Dollar Bill Wirtz is dead does he rank below the Wirtz family.
I think Bill Wirtz is the worst.
Well, it's new, though. Bill Wirtz is gone.
Well, that's what you said in the history, though.
Right, but we're talking about, because he's dead.
Right now?
Now Reinsdorf then ranks above him. Yeah, no, the Chicago White Sox and Jerry Reinsdorf are above him when Bill Wirtz was still alive. When Wirtz died, what Rocky did and the championships that they won and the thing, they took a couple of missteps over there. We acknowledge that.
Oh, yeah.
But they're still a rank above what Jerry Reinsdorf is here.
Yeah.
But we do acknowledge his business acumen and everything that he brought to his investors group.
That doesn't do the rest of us much good.
No, you know, it doesn't do any of us
really
good.
It's a small group of people that have benefited from that. Most
doesn't
of us,
it do White Sox fans any good?
No, most of us have had to pay the price, Yerk, you know. A new RSN coming. I'm assuming I'll have to pay more for that, right?
What?
Am I going to have to pay more when they go to stadium?
I hope that it's not available anywhere.
Well, we have to watch games, though.
Watch highlights. I watch highlights and get free tickets.
You like watching games.
I watch highlights and get free tickets.
See, right now, I mean, look, you always pay for it in some way.
I can't tell the last time that I paid for a ticket. Yeah, but if I'm paying for it somewhere by going out, I'm supporting one of my local establishments.
No, I mean, like,
in the community.
Like, on YouTube, there is NBC Sports Chicago. I mean, I pay for it in a way, but am I going to be charged even more? Am I going to have to pay for something extra for stadium? Is that the anticipation here? Are we going to have to pay extra for stadium?
I will cancel whatever wants to charge me more.
No, because...
Will it just take the place of...
Yeah, because NBC Sports is going to cease to exist.
Right, but they're still going to have an agreement with these streaming providers as the carrier, right? Not everything's on YouTube. They got into a dispute with MLB. There's no MLB TV.
But stadium is on YouTube TV.
That's true. Stadium is on YouTube TV, Adam. You're right. That's a good point.
So it's already there.
So they'll just fold it into that?
Yeah. Okay. Unless there's a contract that ends or something before they do this.
That's true. Stadium is on there.
Yeah.
I figured that he's going to screw us again. I'm going to have to pay more somehow. I don't know, Adam.
I don't want to pay
more. I feel like I'm going to get screwed again somehow.
I don't think so. I don't think so. If I come to find out they're getting too much money from whatever I'm on, I might have to get rid of it.
I don't know, man.
Say either excise it out of the thing like a cancer that it is.
Well, let's play it out this way.
Carcinogen.
Jesse has reported on your show and all over the station that the Cubs and Marquee, that it has not gone the way they thought it would go.
Right. And so, they're not on YouTube TV. They don't have...
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying they chose the path where you have to subscribe specifically for their channel.
For them.
And it hasn't gone to what they thought that they would make back on.
Right.
Therefore, wouldn't it be in the best interest of the Reinsdorf-owned teams and the Blackhawks to make it a deal
available
with the cable providers so then it is on Hulu TV and YouTube TV and then Comcast or whatever the case may be?
If the Cubs are having a tough go at it, how are you going to sell the White Sox and the Bears?
How are you going to sell
the White Sox and the Blackhawks?
The worst team in baseball, a basketball team not trying to win, and then a rebuilding Hawks squad that has a great player in the making but isn't winning.
Also, he has one of the probably top two picks in this year's draft and also has gotten some guys back from college.
I'm just saying it's a harder sell for those three if you're going the subscription-only separate entity avenue.
Hockey's a harder sell, period.
Yeah.
When they're good, hockey's a harder sell. Let's face it.
Yeah, the Cubs are struggling to do this. Per what Jesse has told us.
I wonder what the real numbers are there. Are they, how far off are they? How much have they lost? What kind of revenue is it generated? It does seem like it hasn't been quite the big financial boon that they thought. You know, the hockey playoffs start this weekend, Yerk.
Yeah.
I mean.
They are, yeah. The Blackhawks are over. The season is over. They lost yesterday 5-4, I believe.
I believe that
to the Kings. Is that where they were?
I had it on for a little bit, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, these are the times where not much is on.
There was no basketball last night. So
you're going to check it out. Let me see the standings.
Do you think you can name all 16 playoff teams in the NHL? Before I looked this morning, I couldn't have named them all. That's sort of sad.
Well, the Rangers.
The Rangers did win the President's Trophy. That I knew.
I mean, I got the
good teams.
Up.
You know, I mean, like,
here, I got the standings up, but I don't want them up.
The good teams. You know,
I got rid of it. Now I clicked out of it. Yeah, I think they're the usual suspects. Washington Capitals.
Capitals just made it. They edged out Detroit.
The Long Island team, the Islanders.
The Islanders are in. Yes, the Islanders are in.
The Penguins.
The Penguins did not make it.
Detroit.
Detroit just missed. Washington edged them out.
Okay. Detroit, Carolina.
Carolina's the favorite.
The Florida Panthers.
The Panthers are very good.
I'm running out of East Coast teams.
You got
already.
The Bruins, the Leafs, the Lightning. Those are the other teams out east.
Bruins, Leafs, and
do
Lightning.
You realize
Boston, that's it.
And the way the playoffs are weird in the NHL because they do the whole like division thing.
It stinks.
So like, I don't know. It's weird. I saw Eddie O yesterday. Eddie sends his
How's
love.
Eddie doing?
Eddie's wonderful, and he said hi to everybody.
Where'd you see him?
Chef Hans's memorial service was yesterday. And Yurko, I was not there for more than about an hour. I mean, I couldn't stay the whole time. My son had a Little League game, and I had to get home to coach. It was already a who's who.
Yeah.
I saw Pat Foley also wanted me to say hi. Grant Mulvey, Reg Kerr. I saw Stan Mikita's daughter, who's lovely. Chef and Stan Mikita were extremely close. Extremely close. Who else? Eddie was there. I'm forgetting some. Oh, I saw Dan Filato, legendary Chicago radio and New York radio producer. And it was already turning into a who's who.
How's the food?
It wasn't the food, really.
A little crab cakes or something at the end. You figure if, you know, when the chef passes away and they got something for him, the food's going to be outstanding, you know? Is that Larry David-esque right there?
How's the food?
Is that Larry
what's wrong
David
with you?
I'm thinking, what's wrong with me because I'm the food.
How's the food?
I mean,
what's wrong with you?
If a chef passes, don't you think the food there, the little Triscuits and stuff are going to be fantastic, right?
You're the best. There was no food. No.
Okay.
Sheffy, though, man, rest in peace. We love Sheffy so much. But so Eddie's leaving for Boston because he's doing the
series.
You know, Boston plays Toronto in the first round? What a series that is.
That's going to be a great series.
But can you name everybody out west? You probably can.
So the Kraken are in.
They missed.
How?
The Kraken missed.
So the Las Vegas team is in.
Vegas just got in.
The Kings are in.
The Kings are in.
The Anaheim Ducks of Anaheim.
No, they're terrible.
Well, I know San Jose stinks.
San Jose stinks.
We're not going to go there.
They finished worse than the Hawks.
The Avalanche are in. The Avalanche playing some real nice hockey, Carm.
Yeah.
The Dallas Stars.
The Stars are in. They're the best team in the West.
We're going to go with Minnesota.
No, Minnesota missed.
The Rush missed.
Yep.
What are they?
The Rush. The Jets
Wild.
Are in. The Canucks are
Winnipeg,
in. And the Oilers and
Vancouver.
The Predators.
I'm not even going to Canada. Isn't that the craziest thing? I'm not even going into Canada.
Do you guys know?
I didn't think about Canada. Calgary. Is Calgary
no,
in
Calgary's
there?
Out.
No, what a
do
shame.
You guys know? And I know you don't know. You're going to just make fun of me. I know it. Two pretty incredible things happened in the NHL regular season this
50
year.
50-goal scores.
No, well, Austin Matthews finished with 69 nice goals. That is the... What, Adam? I see you shaking your head. I see you.
I burped.
Okay, he finished with 69 goals.
You know,
stay focused.
Do you want to know why that's significant?
What?
He is the first player since Mario Lemieux in 1996 to score that many goals in a regular season.
Okay.
That's a long time ago.
Right.
And Nikita Kucherov, New York, and Connor McDavid both hit 100 assists. Both of them did. You know the last time an NHL player had 100 assists in a season?
Bernie Nichols.
Not Bernie Nichols. I don't think Bernie ever had 100.
Was it Jaromir Jagr?
It was not. That's a good guess.
Jaromir Jagr.
I don't think Jaromir Jagr never had 100
assists since Wayne Gretzky.
In 1991.
How about that?
First time since 1991, and two guys did it this year. The two players hit triple-digit assists.
Nathan MacKinnon just feels like he hasn't done a thing.
He was incredible.
He finished second in points, and it's like I didn't have the most goals, 51. I didn't have 100 assists. I've done nothing this year.
Pretty wild.
140 points, pretty damn good for him.
That's real good. They fixed some of the scoring issues that they had in the NHL. You know?
So are we going to do an NHL draft party for the NHL?
No.
The Hawks might get the first pick again this year.
No, I don't.
Come on, Carm. We should do it.
I'll pass.
I think only San Jose was worse than the Hawks this year.
San Jose had the worst record in the league.
Yeah, 47 points, 19 victories. The Hawks had 23 victories. Lost six in a row. Thank you to solidify that effort.
I think your rankings are pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's probably right.
Right? Isn't that right with the owners?
I don't think any of them are great.
I don't think we have a phenomenal owner in the city.
My guess is most fans around the country would say that about their ownership groups.
The greatest owner that we had.
Unless you're like a Warriors fan or something, or like maybe the Dodgers, maybe Mark Cuban. But I think most fan bases would complain about
the greatest owner that we ever had here in the city of Chicago was Lee Stern.
Lee Stern. Where do you put Mansueto?
I could talk to Lee Stern in the Chicago White Sox booth for hours.
Yeah, he's probably the best.
He knew I was a soccer fan, so we sat and we chatted and we talked soccer.
Lee Stern was probably the best.
Yeah.
What about Joe Mansueto, who owns the Fire now?
He hasn't done enough here.
They haven't done
enough. I mean, listen, the guy's independent, you know. Yeah. He's wealthy. He's got money coming out of his ears.
Yes,
good for
does.
Him.
Yes, he does.
Their management group over there hasn't hit the right buttons. And I don't know why. Miami can get 27 international players down there. They got Luis Suarez. Busquets was down there. Was that Busquets that was down there? They got all types of guys.
Busquets. That's
playing.
A great name.
You know what I'm saying?
That's great.
Yeah, Messi. They got 27,000 international players coming over here to pick on the MLS guys, the Americans, right?
Coming up.
What do we got? We got Bastian Schweinsteiger, Peter Novak, Christo Stoichkov. And we get one every 27 years, we get an international player. We got the goaltender from Mexico one year. What the hell are we doing?
Coming up next, Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. LeBron's got the final, or LeBron Guy has the final word, presented by the Homewood Police Department. Your future is here.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have a last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
Later, fans called Jordan Captain Marvel because even though he was a young player, he was already more dominant than 90% of the players during the NBA during their time.
I've never heard that.
And it says that Charles Barkley coined the name Black Cat for him.
Boy, Carm, you might have to turn in your basketball card right there.
I never heard that ever. I don't remember that, Carm.
I think you're done.
Do you remember Captain Marvel?
I don't, but this taps for your basketball.
I never heard that.
Carm, I think you're done, man.
Working from home?
We're back in the office.
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thanks for listening and calling today. Thanks to Black and Abdallah. And the White Sox are on after Waddle and Sylvie. Shane Norling will handle your pre and post tonight. 5 o'clock pregame for the series in Philly.
Is it a different Shay on pregame, or is it Shay is Shay?
I think it's Shay.
Shay is Shay.
I very much enjoyed listening.
He's going to be hosting Shot or No Shot, White Sox version.
Yeah. Could. Shot or No Shot, they score a run today. No shot.
Right? Shot or No Shot, they score more than two.
No shot.
Seems like it's a no shot. Jesse said, bet the Phillies sweep. I said, watch the Sox win 2 out of 3, Jesse. He goes, yeah, that's baseball. Jesse says, bet the Phillies sweep. I very much enjoyed listening to Tyler tell stories about the day that was his Wednesday, you know, with the doubleheader and the
It was bowl. Fun.
Yeah, very fun. And
the recap is on YouTube, by the way, on our YouTube page.
It's really
YouTube.com/@Waddle and Sylvie if you missed it.
Boy, and that milkshake is legit, right, Tyler?
I mean, with the milk.
Oh, yeah.
I can't escape.
It's tremendous.
Carm. I'm tired.
You guys are like, can you put bourbon in it or anything? I don't know.
I don't know.
Sneak your own. But
Come to Guarantee Rate Field for a great meal, and there'll be some dinner theater. Coffee, there may be a baseball game.
Coffee liqueur.
Yeah, that's what Sylvie said.
Kind of a heated coffee liqueur
in there. Like a Bailey's in there?
You would think that there's no place to get a milkshake in Chicago.
Yeah. Kahula. Isn't that the coffee liquor?
Kahula.
It's Hawaiian for coffee.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true or not. I think it's
Maunty Wanahatanugi, right?
Between Schifrin talking about never having a hot dog before.
I mean, Has he had one yet?
Send him one.
Somebody should send him one.
Or have the Bertucci boys send one up
he
there.
He sounds
right?
a lot like Benetti. Do you know that?
You think?
He sounds nothing like Benetti. No. He's not cracking jokes or anything. But when I first heard him, I go, is he still up there?
Really?
For me. I don't for my, think my, that. my my ear palate. My ear palate. I don't know what an ear palate is, but my ear palate, I sense that. A your similar voice.
Now, there are a lot of zeros in Sox math these days.
But I won't lie to you this. With how horrifically bad they are, right, how terrible they are, they don't get a lot of attention to the ears. So usually I'm picking them up someplace else, like in a local facility, drinking establishment. I'll get it where the volume's up, and I'll hear it a little bit there. Hmm. But I will promise you, of the 18 games that have been played, 19 games that have been played.
18, yeah. 18 games.
Besides highlights, I'm talking about actually watching it live. Mm-hmm. Besides highlights.
Maybe two innings?
12 outs. 12 outs.
How about the Cubs?
Total. 12 outs. Besides highlights, you know, kind of figure out who's doing what. And when Crotchet's pitching, maybe a couple of highlights.
The Crotchet Rocket.
Yeah.
How about the Cubs?
Cubs a little bit more.
Well, he tunes in just for the manager.
Right. I know. I tune in for the my switch hitting Thundersticky. Yeah, Ian Happ. What a grand slam!
Finally, Thundersticky.
That was
a tough one too, York. Yeah.
Carm, you asked that question. Can you be in possession of a Thunderstick if you have not hit 20 home runs?
He has hit 20 home runs in his career. What is the
level before you are?
It's got to be at least 25, right?
He's a switch hitting thunder sticker, though.
At least.
That's different.
No. Why?
Oh, no.
I'm coming up with the shirt.
Probably 30, to be honest. It is fun how Yurko picks the guys that he likes and that he doesn't like.
Very much.
And then the ones that he doesn't like, I don't understand why he doesn't like them, but he just... Like a dog on a bone, he does not like those people.
Eat. A dog without warning.
He loved Jake Arrieta.
Loved Arrieta. Who didn't love Arrieta?
Yeah, Arrieta is pretty lovable.
Yeah. Of course, you guys want to lambast him. You all sit there at the mount of
John Lester?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I loved Arrieta.
I can go do no wrong.
But I loved Lester, too.
We had a great relationship with Jake. Jeez. Jake used to come on the show all the time.
Yeah, Jake went out with us a couple times.
My other guy was the second baseman that played here and then played for the Red Sox. Mark
Bellhorn.
Oh, you love Bellhorn.
I got a jersey.
That's what I'm saying.
Bellhorn.
He may love a Mark Bellhorn, but hate... a Cody Bellinger.
Right, yeah.
Like, love Bellhorn, hate Bellinger.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I can't wrap my brain around.
Why?
It's weird.
Hated George Bell. Why? Because he didn't have a compound last name.
Like,
Bellhorn?
Bellinger doesn't have a compound name.
Yurko, who is the guy that in 15? Who is the guy that in 15?
In 15 that did what?
Who is the guy in 15 at the Hawks? Vermette. Like, he likes Antoine Vermette more than Patrick Kane.
Vermette.
Like, hey, more than Kane.
In 13, I like Antoine Vermette. Like,
that's why he loved Vermette. Because he was like, the Hawks should go get Vermette. He was on that for a couple of years.
Wasn't there Marty Havlat infatuation?
Oh, I love it.
Marty.
One of my favorite drops in our station history.
Marty was the only player of skill on that team.
Yeah, like pre- Taves and Kane.
Yeah, pre-Taves and Kane. Marty Havlat was the only player of any skill.
Yeah.
What was it, the 12 seconds into overtime goal?
Yeah. Yeah, that was 09. That was actually when they were getting good with Kane and Taves.
Right.
Yes. And then he was gone the next year.
Right, he was gone.
I hope.
As was Michael Hanzus.
Yes.
And then they brought Hanzus back.
I hope PB takes a nice long vacation.
The problem with Hanzus
last night.
Out of the blue. We have a couple of Hawks
that just happened.
And you're thinking about PB taking a long vacation.
PB to get a vacation. And Yurko's going to tell us about the problem with Michael Hanzus.
Yes.
Well, the problem with Hanzus, he blew his knee out when he got here the first time with Havlat.
He did.
So we never really saw what Michael Hanzus was all about.
The skill set of a Michael
then
Hanzus.
The second time they knew they needed him at the center position,
So good.
I
didn't think we'd be
breaking
out Michael Hanzus.
Well, I'm here for you. Here it is right here. 0-2 Cubs.
Mark
OPS
Bellhorn.
886, OPS plus a 133 for the Cubs.
Wow, for Bellhorn?
For Bellhorn. Jeez. Mark Bellhorn, all right? That's why I love the guy.
I don't remember
27 dingers.
I would not have remembered that.
Yeah. And it was before we were measuring really with that sort of analytical.
By the way, he had 27 dingers that year. He had 69 dingers his entire career.
Nice, yeah. Is right. Wow, I would not have guessed that.
27 home runs with 56 driven in.
He was on Boston's
04
team, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, 03 was his last year here. They traded him to Colorado, it looked like. Then he went to Boston, where he was in the stick there too, 17 homers. Mm. Him and the guy they had there, Johnny Damon. So it was Johnny Damon and Bellhorn was right after him. They put back to back in the World Series.
Yeah. Was Bill Miller on one of those teams too?
I feel like he was.
Another former Cub.
Got to the Cubs and blew his knee out right away, sliding in the tarp.
Right.
Don't tell me I didn't watch baseball. Down the left field line. I watched baseball.
I once tried to book on Bill Miller for the Mac, Yurko, and Harry show. Bill Miller.
He was kind of a salty guy.
Salty?
Yeah.
I thought, I mean,
Carm was going to punch him.
He was going to punch me just for asking. I was like, okay, sorry. I'll go in my mirror. I felt like Jonah Hill and I'll just go bleep myself. I was like, wow. I mean, he was salty. Salty dog.
I'm telling you, the crew gave you the business these last few days here as well.
The Olive Garden thing.
They've been giving you hell as well about your basketball knowledge. What's going on?
You know who I had to have a hard time with because of these knuckleheads too? Speaking of the old Cubs, Tom Gordon. Boy, was he pissed.
Flash?
Oh, really?
Because of the hat thing.
Wasn't that a Mac Yurko Harry?
Yes. And then he took it out on me. I was like, I.
Yeah, you. It's just my
little guy. Little guy?
Tom. He was little, but he was stout.
I know, but
I mean,
like,
strong.
Most pitchers aren't short.
But yeah, he was short. He was probably shorter than me, maybe even, Tom Gordon. Yeah, boy, was he pissed.
Oh, my God. What happened again?
So, screw him.
So I don't, you're.
That's what happened, and he heard it, and he just wanted to.
I think I was listening to that interview, too.
I asked him a question about going into another persona when he gets that hat down. Does he take his mind, and where does he travel to?
I don't think that's a bad question.
Followed by good question, Yurko, and then answer the damn question.
What did he say?
What did he say? He said something rude and. Then we said, I hope you get rocked tonight.
The adventures of booking the early 2000s Cubs for Mac, Yurko, and Harry. Other guys that were like, you know, Kerry Wood was unbelievable.
He was great.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic, yeah.
Kerry Wood, like, and that's why even as a Sox fan, like, I always like Woody. Always. I mean, first of all, Woody was fun to watch when he was really good. I mean, he was.
He took a boom. And he took a bat to a boombox
Well, he did do that, too. He did.
And Gene Greco sent the camera crew up there.
He
got a little mad at. I think he was. Because he felt like he was put on the spot.
He was.
But Woody.
And he was laughing as he was doing it. And then he got a reaction after that. Then that's when he got mad.
He was mad that they showed it on TV,
I think so. And then we made a donation to his charity anyway to kind of get in a good line with him.
He was a great guy to deal with. Yeah, and even if he wasn't going to come on, he never treated you like crap. I'll tell you who else the other great guy was. Sylvie will get a kick out of it. Oh, man, I'm looking at him. He was a twin, Sylvie. Not Guy Eddie.
Kurt Herbeck.
Sylvie, he was a twin.
Dan Gladden.
Not Dan Gladden. He was a pitcher. No. He came on the 90. He was on the 98 team.
Oh, like, I know he is. The black guy.
Kevin Tappany.
No, not Tappany.
Kevin Tappany.
Kevin Tappany is not a fucking American, Johnny.
LaTroy Hawkins.
No. LaTroy was nasty.
Kevin Tappany would talk your ear off.
He was the nicest guy ever.
You would be sitting in the dugout waiting for somebody. Kevin Tappany would pull up a chair in the dugout, and he'd start talking to you.
He would. Like, no joke.
You'd be like, Why is Kevin Tappany talking to me?
That's it. LaTroy Hawkins, Minnesota.
He was nasty.
Isn't he from Northwest Indiana? LaTroy Hawkins?
I'll find out right now.
He was salty.
Gary Westside.
And I think doesn't he have a famous, isn't he like a godfather of Patrick Mahomes?
I believe he is. Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah. With the pitcher. Yeah, with Pat Mahomes, right?
Yes. Yes.
Patty boy.
His dad's name is Pat Mahomes.
Patty. Oh, Patty boy, they used to call him. Is he locked up now?
I don't know. He ran into some trouble the week before the Super Bowl.
Another driving under the influence. It's like his third.
Yes. Which is mandatory jail time.
Come on, man. It's not that hard.
By the way, can I tell you guys something?
Yes.
I had the best.
Milkshake?
No. Okay.
In the yard?
No. The best prime rib last night.
Wait, where'd you go?
The best. I went to Chef Hans's Visitation.
You're such a jerk.
Carmen didn't have any food, he said.
Chef Hans, our great dear friend, passed away a couple weeks ago. His visitation was yesterday in the Northwest Side.
Yeah.
There was no food. Yurko asked earlier today, and that's why I brought that up. What'd you eat? He said to Carmen, what kind of food was there?
Yeah. Well, you guessed.
There was no food.
All right.
It was not a.
So we had at the funeral for my brother, funeral for my father. in the break room.
There might have been some food, like in the sandwiches. Break room, yeah.
We offered up coffee. We offered up drinks Most people can have. And we offered up some kolachkis and some food for people that came out. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for paying respects. Here's a little something that you might want to nibble on before you leave. Tell some stories. Everybody commiserates, gets together, away from the casket. You know what I'm saying? I thought, you know, hey,
because chef, he was a chef.
Chef passed away. He got some, you know.
He thought there was going to be a tailgate outside.
Bar,
he thought there was a grill outside.
Wait till Jack Nicklaus dies. Like you're going to have a simulator, you know, next to the room.
There's
going to
be a mini golf course outside, a Pete Dye course.
Yeah, that's right. So you can celebrate.
All Carmen had to say is, all it was is a quick commemoration, get together. They did a little something, and we're gone. Okay, say that. But to think that there might be food at something like this is not something that's out of whack. I'm sorry.
A lot of times in the break room, but they'll put like sandwiches and stuff.
We're going to take phone calls at your We're going to open up the phone lines at your memorial.
We're at Yurko's memorial.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6.
There'll be a video tribute to the good kid.
You think?
And who's it'll be put all that together? My favorite music. Yeah, I'll have it together before I die.
Really?
You're going to make your own video?
My funeral's going to be paid for.
We should do the funeral while we're alive. We honestly should.
I have it out there, and I'll have former interviews myself when I'm on TV as a youngster. Sterling Sharp show when we used to do some
You should
stuff.
Have you interviewing you.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
Put that on tape.
Two different chairs. What's his name? The guy from... what's that idiot's name? Galifianakis.
Between two ferns.
Yeah, hilarious. Yeah.
He's been in the studio.
He was salty.
Yeah.
He wasn't that bad. He was more quiet. Compared to Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's a don't touch me guy. One of those real germ guys, too.
Was he? Did he tell you not to touch him?
No. In fact, I was under the impression.
Did I hump him?
No, I did not. I think it was we were led to believe, too, that Will Ferrell was kind of a very quiet, standoffish guy. I thought they were both very friendly.
Yes.
All right, very outgoing.
Okay. Well, yeah, Will Ferrell, gosh, you'd think. I mean,
we just, in my memories, the Floyd Mayweather post came up. And that's probably the biggest crowd we've ever had outside the studio. Yeah. Is when he was in his prime. I think he was still in his prime.
Money Mayweather?
Yeah. Money Mayweather was in studio, and he had...
You're talking about a little guy.
Yes. Little guy.
Yeah, tiny. Little guy.
Tiny.
You wouldn't want to mess with him.
No. Hell no. But he had... The crowd here was probably 10 deep.
What? You guys see the way... You see all the Tyson training videos? Because he's...
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. I would pay for that.
I think I might, too.
Yeah.
I think I will actually.
Well, we'll all watch. You know, we're all going to watch.
You know why? Well, it's going to be on Netflix, and it sounds like it's going to be free, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They may give you a little bit of an upcharge.
You know why you're going to pay for it? Because you want to see destruction of Paul.
I don't know. Yes. Maybe a little.
Well, I want to see Mike Tyson fight at 57.
He still looks like a bad.
Am I crazy to think that Paul may outlast him though?
Maybe.
Like that he may get tired.
Is it true that Jake Paul will wear headgear though? Is that a rumor?
I don't want to see that. Why? I don't know. You can't do that.
No, he hasn't worn headgear.
Maybe that's fake news.
Was it he and his brother get to go in there and it's two on one?
Wait. What boxing match would somebody, one person, be allowed to wear?
All right, I thought maybe that's fake news. One hand behind his back. He can only punch with his right hand. Tyson's going one-armed.
Like
he's almost 60.
I know, but he's also Mike Tyson. Like, has Jake Paul fought anybody?
Jake Paul's a real fighter.
Has he fought anybody of this caliber that was, I mean, obviously Mike's pushing 60.
Didn't he fight?
Has he fought legitimate fighters, Noah?
Yeah, like the last fight, I thought he was a legitimate fighter. Yeah. And then don't you remember there was that time he fought Evander Holyfield a few years back?
I don't, actually.
I'm joking.
Who did he fight? Conor McGregor fought? Mayfield, didn't the
Mayweather? Yeah, that one. We ended up paying for that one. We watched it. That was okay.
Mayweather beat him, right?
Yes. But they went points? They went the whole distance. Yeah, I think they went.
No,
the
I would
point.
Watch this. I'd pay a little bit of pay a little money to watch.
I would too. Tyson for this one, I would.
Jake Paul.
Yeah, I would. All right, what's coming up on the show, boys?
So, are you conflicted over the Bulls tonight at all?
You know, I don't know. I don't think I'm conflicted. I just think it's going to be a weird summer. Like if they win tonight. And I don't think any of us expect much of anything against the Celtics, right?
Like it's going to be a weird summer. Like if they just say, well, you know, we're okay, we're going in the right direction.
That's what they always do.
I know,
and they're gonna claim progress. They're gonna say we got farther this year without our top paid player,
right?
And we made it to the actual playoffs without him, and Kobe progressed as and developed, and we're getting somewhere. And they're going to claim that this is a successful season when we all know it's not.
Yeah, I mean, how do you brag that you got farther without your top best, you know, without your top paid player? How do you brag?
Especially you know? When your top paid player is your top paid player because of this management.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. And now if you want to trade him, you're going to get nothing for him.
It'd be a weird thing to brag about.
Look,
I don't know, but I think you're right.
I know Jimmy's not playing, happen. But even without Jimmy, this Miami Heat team is a different challenge than the Atlanta Hawks.
Much.
Like, nothing's contested with the Hawks. Like, they don't play defense. They give up 121 points per game.
Terrible.
I mean, they're just, I take nothing away from what Kobe White did or Io or any of them. They played really, really well. I just think tonight's going to be wouldn't be shocked if the Bulls won, but it'll be a different challenge.
Much harder to win tonight. Yes. Yeah. For sure.
You think Spoelstra's not going to have at least his guys ready for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to win. Like, Karm's going against the Bulls.
Yeah, I think if I had to play it, I think I'd play Heat minus two. I like Bams over. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I would. I mean, like,
I'm going to play that because
yeah, I like Bams over.
I don't have a strong inclination either way.
I played the Bulls.
Did you?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Like, you know, and I've been so. I've been such a Bulls hater this year because I hate their direction. This gives me a little more juice to, like, put my money on them to
have them piss you off even more when they lose.
Even more pissed.
I will probably, but again, I like and I've got a poll question about a would you rather, because I do think what's better for the organization is if they lose. So I'll share that with everyone. 332-3776 Bears conversation as well. Like, you guys, we're pretty much guest-free. We've got an early off time at 5.
Okay.
So get in while you can right now, 332-3776.
All right, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Yep.
Stay out of trouble, John.